From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. France begins 3 days of mourning after Thursday night's deadly truck attack in Nice. French officials say that 84 people are dead and 52 are critically wounded after a man drove a large truck through Bastille Day celebrations in the port city late Thursday. 10 children were among those killed when the attacker plowed through crowds along the waterfront before being shot dead by police. The attacker has been identified as 31-year-old Mohamed Boulel, a French Tunisian who lived in Nice. French President François Hollande addressed the nation Friday morning, saying nothing will make us give way in the fight against terrorism. Thursday's attack was the third terrorist attack against France in recent months. Meanwhile, President Obama has pledged again to help France in the fight against terrorism, especially against the so-called Islamic State. Speaking at the White House Friday, Mr. Obama said that what he called the scourge of international terrorism affects people of all faiths.
In recent weeks, we've seen heinous attacks inspired or directed by ISIL here in the United States, in Turkey, in Iraq, in Bangladesh, in Saudi Arabia. And these terrorists are targeting and killing innocent people of all backgrounds and all faiths, including Muslims.
Meanwhile, other world leaders are condemning Thursday's attack. German Chancellor Angela Merkel said that Germany stands alongside France in the fight against terrorism. Britain's Prime Minister Theresa May called the attack horrifying and said Britain will stand with France in its time of mourning. Pope Francis denounced the attack, saying, "We condemn in an absolute manner all manifestations of homicidal folly." This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the attack in Nice showed the growing need for action to stamp out terrorism, particularly in Syria. Speaking during talks with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, Kerry said the world is looking to the major powers to help defeat terrorism. Kerry is visiting Moscow in an effort to secure Russian cooperation in anti-terror operations in Syria. That's despite a breakdown in U.S.-Russia relations over Ukraine, NATO, and other issues. The U.N. High Commissioner for Human Rights warns the deliberate starvation of hundreds of thousands of Syrian civilians by government and opposition forces may constitute a war crime. Lisa Schlein has more from the High Commissioner's headquarters in Geneva.
UN Human Rights Chief Zayed Raad al-Hussein says he is increasingly alarmed about the desperate situation of at least 200,000 civilians trapped in three towns in Syria. He says the northern city of Aleppo, the town of Daraya near the capital Damascus, and the town of Manbij are being battered by Syrian and rebel forces. The High Commissioner's spokesman Rupert Colville says scores of civilians have been killed and injured by airstrikes and ground strikes.
He says the country is already a gigantic, devastated graveyard. The number of war crimes already committed surpasses the worst nightmares, but it is in the power of both attacking and defending forces and their foreign backers to minimize further civilian casualties.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Presumptive Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump has announced that Indiana Governor Mike Pence is his pick for vice president. Trump announced the choice in a Twitter message early Friday, ending weeks of speculation. The message said, "I'm pleased to announce that I have chosen Governor Mike Pence as my vice presidential running mate." Trump's tweet added that he will hold a news conference early Saturday to unveil that pick. Pence is widely seen as a strategically sound pick for Trump. The conservative governor is popular with social conservatives, which is a key voter bloc for the presumptive Republican nominee. His low-key, laid-back personality also provides a strong contrast to the sometimes unpredictable and bombastic Trump. Officials in southwestern Somalia say two Kenyan soldiers and one Somali soldier were killed Friday when al-Shabaab militants ambushed their convoy in the Gedo region. Regional military officials said the ambush began with a massive roadside explosion which destroyed a Kenyan military vehicle. Al-Shabaab fighters then fired on the convoy and exchanged heavy gunfire with Kenyan and Somali National Army soldiers. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.